Amen. It's great to be with you. I need to share something with you guys about your music director here, Mr. Chiles. Our organ went out the day before Christmas Eve.
It works. It's just really attitude.
Yeah, that's it. It sounded better my way, Aaron. Be quiet. Yeah. But yeah, it went out of tune. He was here the day before Christmas Eve till 11:30. 12 hours working on that organ. So if you're wondering why he's not playing the organ, we got it ready so we could just make it through last night. But he said, let's just play on the piano today. And I said, absolutely. So Aaron and his friend Larry Carell and his brother Tim, they were here for 12 hours working on the thing. And he came back yesterday. We're working on it during the day. So Aaron, thanks, brother. It was beautiful to watch. He had his laptop over here as a tuner, trying to make sure it was tuned right. They were trying to figure out how to make sure it was sound. It was amazing watching what was happening. But they went above and beyond. So thank you, brother. Thank you. Well, this morning, since it is kind of a relaxed worship service with our singing of Lessons and Carols, what I wanted to do was share a little bit about a song that all of you are probably familiar with. You're all familiar with the 12 Days of Christmas. The song, The 12 Days of Christmas. Well, what's interesting is that this is more than just a wonderful little tune, a song with a neat little melody and something that we all sing. This actually has some history to it. And it reminds us how our faith, really in the midst of stress and crisis, a lot of times our faith becomes something that we cling to. And the history and the story of The 12 Days of Christmas is such a story. The history of the song dates back to the 1500s. You remember probably the name. During the 1500s, the Protestant Reformation was happening, and you remember probably the name Henry VIII, correct? Henry VIII, I am. You know that song, right? Well, Henry VIII, remember he got in trouble because everybody was Catholic at the time, but there was this Protestant Reformation happening. Henry VIII wanted to divorce, remember Catherine? You know, Catherine of Aragon, his first wife. And the Pope said what?
No.
And so, so Henry VIII got a little mad about that. Well, he ended up breaking away, right, and starting the Church of England, okay? And when he did this, it really, set off a firestorm in England because there was a lot of very strong Catholic sensibilities and a lot of strong Protestant sensibilities. They ended up having a battle that went on for many years. After Henry VIII died, his son, Edward VI, was a Protestant, and he continued his father's Protestant ways. But after he died, do you remember who became the queen? Mary, who was the daughter of Catherine of Aragon. She was a strong Roman Catholic. And she became known as Bloody Mary. Exactly. And so what ended up happening at that point was that she started promoting Catholicism within the area. She married Philip II of Spain, who was a Roman Catholic. And they set about helping to change the role of and the leadership or the religious leadership in their country to that. And she was the queen for 5 years, but at her death, she was followed by her sister, Elizabeth I, Queen Elizabeth. And Queen Elizabeth, who was a very strong Protestant, ushered the Church of England back into prominence, and it became that way for the rest of its life. Well, what was interesting about this is suddenly it became a crime to be Roman Catholic. It was a crime. You could not be Roman Catholic. You couldn't practice your faith at all. It was forbidden, and this lasted from 1558 to 1829, for when finally Parliament emancipated people who practiced the Christian Catholic faith. And so it is within this historical development that this song, The 12 Days of Christmas, had its origin. It is more indeed than just a nice little Christmas tune. It is a catechism song that was taught to young Catholics to teach them about their faith. Now, even though it's for Catholics, it also can speak, I think, to us and to our understanding as well, as long as we look at a little bit of nuance there. In the song, the gifts have hidden meanings used to perpetuate the teachings of the faith. Now, who do you think the true love is? Close. God. God is the true love. Who do you think the me is? us, all the baptized. So on the first day of Christmas, my true love, God, gave to me. Now, who do you think the partridge in a pear tree is? I'll give you one answer. One shot at it. What is it? Exactly. Jesus. Jesus is the partridge in a pear tree. So Aaron, we're going to sing the song as we go through. So here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. It is representative of Jesus dying on the tree on the cross and being God's revelation to humankind. He is symbolically portrayed as the mother partridge who feigns injury to decoy predators from her helpless nestlings. And so now, the rest of the gifts, you guys are going to get a chance to figure out what they are. Two turtle doves. Any, what? Mary and Joseph, close, but not right. The Testaments. Ed London, give him a bright star. It is the symbolic of the giving of God's Word to us in the Old and New Testament. So that's what the two... So here we go. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. All right. Now, this one's kind of a toughie here. You think you'd know, but three French hens. Anybody have any idea? What? See, that's what I would have thought, too. You'd think that's what it was. Just stop. Yeah, you're not going to get it. Good try. I mean, those are all the answers I would have thought. The actual answer is, it is representative of faith, hope, and charity, or love, faith, hope, and love, as we read about in 1 Corinthians 13. So that's what it is. Faith, hope, and love from 1 Corinthians 13 that's often used during weddings. Go ahead. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Now the next two you're going to get without any problem at all. Four calling birds.
Gospels,
exactly. The symbolic of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Exactly. All right.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, and the five golden rings. Keep going. The Torah, exactly. The first five books of the Old Testament, the five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, this one's kind of a tough one, the 6 days. Illustrative of the 6 days of creation. Did you get it? Mr. Brondis got it. All right, the 6 days of creation.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, two turtle doves.
All right, now this is the one that's uniquely Roman Catholic, and those former Roman Catholics in our midst will know this. Seven swans a-swimming refer to the seven sacraments. Now, as Lutherans, we have how many?
Two.
What are they? You don't get to answer. Baptism and Holy Communion. The seven sacraments in the Catholic Church: baptism, Holy Communion, confirmation, confession, matrimony, holy orders, last rites. And so those are the seven. That's the one that's uniquely Roman Catholic.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
All right, this was a neat one. The eight maids milking. Any ideas? I would have been stumped, I think, maybe too. It is the eight, oh, what was it? Matthew chapter 5. Sermon on the Mount. Beatitudes. Exactly. It's the eight Beatitudes. That's correct.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight kings of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of lay, five golden rings, four calling birds, and two turtle doves, partridge in a pear tree.
All right, number nine, nine ladies dancing. It is from Galatians 5, 22 through 23. It is illustrative of the nine fruits of the Spirit. Very good. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Maybe the easy was on here. Ten stands for the... Exactly.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
All right, this one's kind of tricky. The 11 pipers piping. Any guesses? What? 11 tribes? Nope. Oh, Barb is real. What do you think, Barb?
He said it.
I didn't hear him. That is correct. The 11 ones minus Judas. That is correct.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, nine lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
All right, the final one, the 12 drummers drumming. Any ideas? 12 tribes of Israel. That's what I would have thought. Yeah. You ready? It is symbolic of the 12 points of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ, crucified by the power of sin. He was crucified by Pontius Pilate. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. Wait a minute, how am I messing this up? He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Go ahead. This is the third one. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He will come again to judge. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. The 12 points of the Apostles' Creed. That is what it is. So here we go, all through the whole thing.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I imagine you will never sing that song the same again. It is a reminder to us indeed that our faith is so very important to us that we will find ways in which we might be able to share it and keep it as a part of our lives. And we all do that in the Christmas rituals, the way in which we do that in our lives. And I am so glad to now know what this song means as it becomes even more special in our lives of faith. Let us pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, we are thankful for the way in which you encounter us and inspire us to be creative in not only keeping our faith, but in helping us to share our faith with others. Lord God, use us now. Continue to encounter us as you have encountered this world in your own very self here by coming to us in the bay. Bless us and keep us and help us to feel a sense of your presence each day. In your precious name we pray. Amen. We continue now, friends, by professing our faith together in the words of our Nicene Creed. Let us stand.